For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gostad. Senator Ron Johnson says there's no evidence to back up claims by Christine Blasey Ford that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when she was 15 years old. In a telephone town hall yesterday, Johnson said, quote, he's got to go with facts, end quote, and that he's supporting Kavanaugh after reading the FBI background report. Johnson also said Kavanaugh has, quote, been a wonderful person. He's treated women with respect. He's mentored them, end quote. Friday, cloudy in the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, rain likely, possibly heavy at times, lows in the mid-50s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, highs in the mid-60s in Milwaukee, upper 50s in Madison. Sunday, cloudy with rain likely, highs around 60 in Milwaukee, 50s in Madison. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Keith Gostad. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gostad. In a column posted today on the Fox News website, Leah Vuckmer compares what she calls Kavanaugh madness to the reaction of the passage of Act 10 here in Wisconsin. The headline for the piece reads, quote, Kavanaugh madness echoes time when Democrats tried to take over my state with craziness. In the column, Vuckmer, who is running to unseat Senator Tammy Baldwin, said, quote, paid protesters were instructed to corner and confront the so-called enemy, end quote. She also said she will force other weak-kneed elected officials to ignore the absurd shenanigans of the extreme left. Republicans in the state assembly are concerned that Attorney General Brad Schimmel may lose his re-election bid to Josh Call, so they've hired a private attorney to intervene in a lawsuit over Wisconsin's legislative map and will seek to dismiss the suit, according to court records. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Keith Gostad. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Keith Gostad. After a recent investigation by the Journal Sentinel uncovered a double payment to a contractor in the amount of more than $400,000, Congresswoman Gwen Moore has called for an investigation into the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Congresswoman says she has great concerns over WSDOT's stewardship of taxpayer dollars and wants to know if there's a pattern of overpaying contractors and other misspending. Moore is calling for a review of the agency's federally funded projects. She recently sent a letter requesting the investigation to Elaine Chao, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Coming up this weekend in Milwaukee, tonight is Dead Man's Carnival at the Miramar Theater, and Saturday the Pabst Oktoberfest celebration starts at noon and goes until 11 p.m. at the Pabst Brewery Tap Room on 1037 West Juneau Ave. Cloudy this afternoon with highs in the upper 50s. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Keith Gostad.